In the entire science of self-confidence, nothing is more important than your ability to enter into a long-term, intimate relationship with a member of the opposite sex. Each person is born incomplete and is only truly happy and satisfied when he or she finds the right person and enters into a secure, lasting relationship with that person. Your ability to succeed in your closest personal relationships affects your self-confidence in every other area of your life. Most young people chop and change and experiment widely in their 20s. They go out with a variety of members of the opposite sex as they learn more about what it is they really want in a relationship. At the same time, they change jobs far more frequently, they spend everything they earn and more, and they often move around from place to place. But when you settle down into a permanent relationship, your whole orientation changes. You develop a longer time perspective on your decisions and actions. You become more responsible. You begin to accumulate assets, and you're more thoughtful in handling your money. Most of all, you begin to feel more connected with other people and with your society. You have a greater sense of belonging to your community. You feel more like a part of a greater entity. Your self-esteem and self-confidence go up. The overarching goal of every person is happiness and peace of mind. And your happiness and peace of mind are inextricably interlinked with whether or not you're in a strong, stable relationship and getting along well with that other person. Everything you do that increases your ability to improve the quality of your relationship also increases your self-confidence and self-esteem. A good relationship gives you the strength and courage to take on ever greater challenges and opportunities. Being happily involved with the right person clarifies your vision and causes you to set ever bigger goals for yourself. It gives you a sense of inner security that is expressed in higher levels of optimism and a positive mental attitude toward virtually everything you do. The question naturally arises, if everyone wants a happy and loving relationship, why is it that so few people, by their own admission, manage to achieve it? Why is it that so many people are single, alone, and unhappy, or in marriages and relationships that are empty and unsatisfying? Why is it that people do not have the love they want and need in their lives? And more importantly, what are the specific things that you can do to dramatically enhance the quality of your loving relationships? The law of correspondence says that your outer world is merely a mirror image reflection of your inner world. Your relationships in every part of your life reflect back to you exactly the kind of person you are. Your relationships contain and include all of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, fears, and desires. Most of what you see in your relationship or marriage is actually a manifestation of what is going on inside of you. Your relationships are a measure of the person you really are. Whenever you're having difficulty in your relationship, you should ask, what is it in me that is causing this other person to behave this way? Or you can ask, what is it in me that is causing this relationship to happen in this way? As you change what is going on inside yourself, you'll see the same changes take place in the people around you. By changing yourself, you change them. By becoming a better person, your relationships get better. By becoming a more patient, loving, and happy person, your relationships become more relaxed, more happy, and more loving. Truly loving people have little difficulty in forming truly loving relationships.